Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. In this video, we're going to look at conditional logic in JavaScript. Most programming languages have some notion of writing conditional logic so that you can test a condition and then execute different paths of code or different blocks of code based on the results of that test that you do. And so we'll demonstrate a couple different kinds of logic expressions. First of all, the most popular one, the if else statement. We're going to look at a ternary operator, which is a nice inline conditional statement. And then finally, we'll look at the switch statement. We're also going to take a look at the different equality operators that are available, greater than, less than. We'll look at how to add two conditions together in the same if statement, for example, using the and symbol and the or symbol. We'll also look at the difference between two equal signs and three equal signs together. One of them is considered evil, and so we'll talk about why that is in this video. And then we'll also discuss the notion of truthy and falsy values in JavaScript whenever you're evaluating equality. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to start with Notepad, and let's start with our template, and let's save this as c9js_06.html. And then I'm just going to replace this title, just pasting in the title of our lesson here. And so to get started, let's add our script section. And we want to make sure to add our type equals text slash JavaScript. And we are ready to go. Okay. So first of all, let's just create, and I'm just going to leave everything against the left-hand side instead of creating having to indent over properly. If we were using Visual Web Developer Express Edition or some other tool, it would format it nicely for us. I want to save the time and not worry about that from this point on. All right, so just understand that if I were doing this, I would probably want to take a little more professional approach at formatting, but I just want to speed through this. So we're going to create two variables, sum value equals 24, and then var other value equals 23. And we'll use those and test them. For example, we've already seen the if statement at work. Let's just do this. So here we're going to test some value to see if it's greater than 30. If it is, then we'll execute the block of code that's defined by the opening and closing curly braces. So notice the use of the opening and close parentheses to isolate the expression that we want to evaluate. That expression is either going to be true or false. And if it is true, then we'll execute this line of code, which is, and we'll just call this first case. So let's save that. And will we expect this to work? I don't think it will pop up an alert box. It doesn't. And so let's change it around from a greater than symbol to a less than symbol. And then try it again. And this time, first case does indeed work. Great. All right, so if we need to check multiple cases, then we can do something like this, and I'll change this back. Else if some value is less than 30, then, so we can use this else space if to test a second condition. Let's try that. We see second case, good. Now we've already tried this before with the two equal sign, which means it's a test for equality, and we'll talk about that versus that. We're going to get in the habit of typing three though from this point on, okay? Three equal signs in a row for equality. and let's see how this works. All right, second case fires, but the third case does not. Even though sum value is indeed 24, why didn't this execute? Well, once a condition is satisfied, as was satisfied in this case, then it won't even attempt any other cases from that point on. So that's why this third case was completely ignored. If we were to change this around a little bit, we would see it working. So in this case, let's just, we'll change that to equals instead, just to make sure that this indeed works. For the third case, it does. Great. All right, so just keep that in mind, that once a case is satisfied, it will jump out or break out of the if structure that you've written, all right? And then there's also the catch-all, which is just the else keyword by itself. And so if none of these conditions are true, then this will fire. Now, we wouldn't expect that in this particular instance unless we change some of these around. Here, we can do that. We'll go ahead and change that to that. And now we'll see it. The catch-all case fire off. Great. Okay. Let's comment all this out using the multi-line comment. And here, let's try something different. What if we wanted to evaluate two values at the same time? So sum value is greater than 20, and we want to make sure that some other value is greater than 20 as well. So the double ampersands together are the AND operator, which means this expression and this expression have to both equate to true, and if they do, then you can execute and satisfy that case. Here's another option. We can use the OR, which are two pipe symbols. The pipe symbol is over the backslash character on your keyboard. So if it's equal to 24, or the other value is equal to, whoops, I already went back on what I told you to do. Let's do that. Other value equals 24. Then, alert. Let's go ahead and just move that ending multi-line comment down one. So now, if this is true, or this is true, then execute this block of code. All right, and at least one of those were true. And while you may not think that this is all that useful, you will be using this quite frequently in your applications. You need to be able to branch to decide and make logic decisions in your applications whether you should perform this operation or that operation. We'll see that as our examples get a little more complicated. Okay, so let's just move this down a little more. And I want to talk about one more thing with regards to the equality operators. Up to this point, we've been looking at just either two or three values to see if they equal a given value, right? But you can also do the opposite. So this is, if sum value is equal to 24, you can say if sum value is not equal to 24, in which case, then if this equates to true, then execute this block of code. All right, so it's either that if you're using the evil operators, or that and exclamation mark with two equal signs if you're using the good equality operator. All right, next up, we also want to talk about, let's redefine sum value as a false. And now we can just do, here, let's comment this out. If not sum value. All right, so this is roughly the equivalent of saying if some value is false, we can just do this instead, and it's the exact same thing. Okay? All right. And you'll see all of these used often in code examples in books and online as well. All right. So let's move on to another type of logic statement, the ternary operator or conditional operator. It evaluates an expression, and it will either it'll either give you, let's do this, one value or another based on whether the evaluation is truthy or falsy. And we'll talk about those ideas in just a moment. So my result equals some value equal to 24. Equal, not equal. All right. And then alert my result. Let's run this first just to make sure it works, and then I'll talk about what it does. All right. And it says that those are indeed equal. All right. So, this conditional or ternary operator is checking this expression. And if the expression is truthy, then it will return this portion of the operator. Otherwise, if it's falsy, it will return this portion of the operator. So in this case, this expression equated to true. Therefore, it took the value, the literal string equal, and assigned it to the variable myResult. And that's what got printed out in our alert box. Okay? All right, so let's now talk about what truthy and falsy really are. Admittedly, I don't know every language that's ever been created, but in my experience, JavaScript has this unique idea of truthy versus falsy values. So there are values that are considered falsy, things like the value false, which is the Boolean value false, not the string value false with double quotes around it, okay? Then also undefined. So when a variable has no value, that's considered falsy. The number zero is considered falsy. And then also the not a number, N-A-N, which you'll see if you were to take a value and divide it, a numeric value and divide it by a string, you'll get not a number as a response, and that's considered a falsy value. If it's not for that false undefined zero or not a number, it's considered truthy instead. So here, let's have some fun with this notion. In fact, I'm going to show you a new feature of our F12 developer tool. So make sure that you are currently set up to see the F12 developer tools in Internet Explorer. What we're going to do is go to the console tab. And if you see in the console tab, there's this little area to type in at the very bottom of the window. That's what we're going to work in. So I'm going to do something like this. So my result equals false. All right. So I don't have that in parentheses, but I certainly could do that. That expression will equal false, right? No doubt about it. So is that truthy or is that falsy? All right. So notice in the console window, we can execute just individual lines of JavaScript. It's pretty neat. In this case, when I executed this line of JavaScript, it returned the value falsy because indeed false is a falsy value. All right. Let's do something else kind of interesting here. First of all, let's just see what happens when we do type of 24 divided by Bob. Okay, and we'll get the value not a number. All right, so if I were to do this, my result equals 24 divided by Bob, and now I'm going to evaluate whether it's truthy or falsy, and it returns falsy. Why? Because not a number is a falsy value. Furthermore, let's do this. So we're going to look at the value undefined. Is it truthy or falsy? It's falsy. Now, let's do this. My result. So you can see this console is a great way to just experiment with JavaScript and to learn the syntax, especially when you're just trying to learn one statement, one line of code at a time. All right, so finally, here's what I want to do. Type of some undefined variable . All right, so what's the type of some undefined variable? It should be undefined. So we would expect what? It to be falsy? Well, it's truthy. How is that even possible? Well, the type of operator returns a string value, and the string value in this case is the word, the literal string, undefined, and therefore that is a truthy value. Everything that's not a number, zero, false, or what was our other one there, the value undefined, is going to be truthy. Okay, so that's a little bit of a gotcha there at the very end. Very good. Let's move on here. I want to talk about the difference between the three equal signs and the two equal signs. Let me just illustrate this with another one of these. So 3 is equal to 3. So 3, the number, is equal to the string of 3. Is that true? Or is that false? Whoops, I typed that out a little bit incorrectly there. I needed an equal sign. Sorry about that. This should work. Ah, there we go. True. But they're not the same. One is a number and one is a string, like we learned when we were talking about variables. Well, that is the issue with the equality operator that only uses two equal signs. It will coerce one of the values or both of them to try to get them to match up. Whereas if we use 3, like so, it will not attempt to coerce the data types so that the values are equal. It'll say, one's a number, one's a string, you're on your own, buddy, okay? So that is the fundamental difference. It also applies to the not equal in both cases as well. All right, so just keep that in mind. So I guess the moral of the story is that many JavaScript experts would say you should never, or infrequently at least, use the two equal sign or the bang equal sign for equality instead of preferring the triple equal sign or the bang equal sign for inequality. Okay. All right, so let's continue on here. Let's do one final example. And let's talk about the switch statement. And the switch statement is a lot like the the if statement, except it's laid out a little cleaner for some scenarios. Otherwise, it's pretty much can be used interchangeably. And here I'm going to use document.write. We haven't used this yet. And it's just going to append some information inside of the web page itself. It's not going to pop open an alert box. It'll just write it at the very top of our HTML page. All right. Okay. And so in this case, let's save this and let's double click. And you can see that this message displayed because when evaluating username in the switch statement, it looked for each case, and once it found the case that applied to it, it executed that line of code. We add a break statement to jump out of any further evaluation of our switch statement and continue executing any code that comes after it. Like we had earlier when we were working with the else statement by itself, we said that was a catch-all. Similarly, we have a default statement, so if nothing else applied, so for example, if we were to just add a number after Rimmer's name and then execute this, we would see the default condition would apply. All right, and you can get this to do some pretty silly things, like evaluate two conditions in the case rather than just one in the following extreme code example. And I'm going to go ahead and do this because we're going to get to see a built-in object to JavaScript called the date object. And here's where it gets silly. I'm going to evaluate the value of true. And now we just have to find the case that will match up and equate to true, or evaluate as true. So here we're able to use the AND operator to test the first case. Is current hour between 8 and 12? If so, write this message. So let's see what we get here. All right, so the strategy again, just to recap this, is to find the case that equates to true. And once we find that case that equates to true, it's kind of a reverse from what we were attempting to do here. The matching is kind of in the reverse order. So let's see how this works. All right, and since this is the afternoon, after lunch when I'm recording this video, I see this message. All right, great. All right, so I think that we have definitely covered the fundamentals of conditional logic in JavaScript, and we talked about quite a few things, not the least of which were the if else statement, the ternary or conditional operator, the switch statement, like we just looked at, some different variations on all of those, looking at the AND and the OR operators, looking at the equality operators, greater than, less than, not, we didn't talk about not greater than, but you can just put an exclamation mark greater, an exclamation mark less, greater or equal to, less than or equal to. We talked about the difference between two equal signs and three equal signs. One will coerce the data and one won't. That's why the double equal sign is considered evil. We looked at a bunch of different cases. We looked at the console window inside of the F12 tools and how useful that is just for executing some simple code that we want to see what will happen and what we'll evaluate it to. And then we talked extensively about truthy and falsy values in JavaScript, kind of a unique notion. All right, so we're doing great. I know these are long videos to start off with, but the concepts will start becoming easier now that we have a lot of the fundamentals under our belt. See you in the next video. You're doing great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.